Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Leake. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Landis tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on score. Phillips moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Leake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leake hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score fires to first and has Landis trapped. There's the throw to Martin, who tags Landis for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lawler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-1 in the game. Skeezes hits a pop-up towards third. Leake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Herb's score. Jim Rivera now playing left field. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Briggs now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-1 in the game. Donovan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a line drive towards first. Power catches it and steps on first to double up Boone. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Nixon reaches third base with a triple. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Woody Held pinch hits for Gene Leake. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held now playing third base. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 2 in the game. Donovan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio bunts for an out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for John Briggs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Sicott now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Minoso moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to third for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Turk Lowne now pitching. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Billy Martin. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Al Sicott. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Strickland scores. Held moves to third. Francona moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearcel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Webster now playing second base. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Turk Lown. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. There goes Rivera. The throw from Nixon and Rivera is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Goodman now playing third base. Jerry Staley now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Staley juggles the ball. That's an error on Staley. Power moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Rudy Arias now pitching. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Power scores. Minoso moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland is walked intentionally. Bob Shaw now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. Colavito tags and moves to third. Strickland tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Landis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.